BMW. The 77%.
Time flies like a thief in the night.
The call for Gambians here, Jamia, to face justice echoes across West Africa.
We the victims, we need justice and compensation and closure of whatever thing that happens. And Jamia should be brought to justice.
But can a president who appears to be in alliance with a dictator give victims what they want?
President Barrow coming together and seeing his agenda being aligned with APRC and form an alliance. For me, it's something that is okay. I see no reason why he's going to neglect some of these recommendations. Because this is about the government. It is not about the NPP party or APRC or neither Jambi.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the 77% Show, a platform that gives you the opportunity to be part of the conversation shaping Africa. I am your host, Omar Wali, in Banjul, The Gambia. Thanks for joining us. In 2017, when Adama Barrow became the president of the Gambia, he set up Truth, Reconciliation and Reparations Commission to investigate the human rights abuses that happened during the 22-year rule of former President Yahya Jammeh. Many of the youth in the Gambia have been hoping that the perpetrators will be held accountable, which is why it was a big shock when President Barrow's party announced it was forming an alliance with Jammeh. Some young people believe that this sends a wrong message. My panelists today includes Aminata Sonko is a student leader and a final year student of the University of the Gambia. Mohamed Solo Sandeng is a victim of Jammeh's regime. His father, Ibrahim Solo Sandeng, was a political figure who was tortured to death by state agents in 2016. Kemo Fati is a youth leader and also a final year student of the University of the Gambia.
The 77%. Join the debate.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 77%. I will start with Mohamed. As a victim, what is your take on the APRC-NPP alliance?
I'm very disappointed to learn that Adama Barrow, who campaigned on the backs of victims of human rights violations, especially of the Jammeh regime, is the same Adama Barrow that is turning to form an alliance with that brutal dictator's political party, who still greatly refused to accept the wrongdoings that had been perpetrated through their political party's leadership.
Aminata, you are for the motion. The alliance between these two political parties will undermine the truth-seeking process in the country. Why do you think so?
The truth-seeking process have gone stages and it is yet to be implemented. The TRRC are done with their public hearings, but this commission haven't yet presented their recommendation to the president, who we believe that is going to implement this recommendation. And now you are telling the whole Gambia that the people that are involved. So if he is saying he is going in alliance with APRC, this never again is not assured anymore, because he can always turn around and say, I am not going to implement it, and we Gambians have nothing to do.
Kemo, why do you think that justice will be served?
Before proceeding, I would love to make a clear-cut disclaimer here. I am not here to support President Barrow, neither his agenda, neither APRC. I am here to against the motion. We have a fundamental and supreme law of our country, which deserves to be respected, and that is the National Constitution. So President Barrow coming together and seeing his agenda being aligned with APRC and form an alliance, for me, it's something that is okay. I see no reason why he's going to neglect some of these recommendations, because this is about the government. It is not about the NPP party or APRC or neither Jammeh. It's about the government of the Gambia accepting a transitional justice program, which was endorsed by the National Assembly. There were so many sad things that happened during Jammeh's era, but we've never witnessed where families or group of people went out in the community and fight against each other. It has never happened. So that could show you that since inception of this transitional justice program in the Gambia, things have been going smoothly. So I see no reason why President Barrow will take a U-turn to reject a recommendation that has been nationally accepted by the people of the Gambia. That is going to be a complete betrayal. And we have our election in December 4th. Nobody can tell you whether or not President Barrow will win this election. whosoever comes to power will make sure that the implementation of these recommendations are done. So I don't think the president of the Republic of the Gambia, if he wins this in the December 4th election, will neglect this.
Mohamed, as a victim, do you think the recommendations will be implemented or not?
I will only be optimistic about the implementations of the recommendations if I continue to have indications of Barrow's failure. We have an executive president, and so his interests do not seem to align in any way with the fundamentals of the healing process that we yearn for, which is totally unfair to people like myself. Adama Barrow did campaign with the name of my father, Solo Sandeng, who died to see that electoral reforms were respected in this country, who also, every Gambian believes, his actions were a catalyst to the fall of the dictatorship in this country. So Adama Barrow in no way, by this action, represents what I represent as a son of Solo Sandeng, who wants to see justice for the 1,000 or the 2,000 plus other people.
Aminata, the argument among many Gambians is that this agreement is between two political parties, that is Barrow's NPP and Yahya Jammeh's APRC party. And Barrow defended forming an alliance with these people. He said it's as a result of peace and national reconciliation. Don't you think he has a ground on that?
What do you say to the fact that when these people don't have the justice they yearn for, it is going to result to violence? Of course, yes. Mohamed being a victim. So when Mohamed is here and justice has not been served, Mohammed will keep that grudge. And do you know that can potentially lead to violence? So there is no way you want to say that Gambia is peaceful when these people don't have the justice they yearn for. Another thing is, now why is Adama Barrow undermining the whole process? APRC, this is a party that have violated our rights for 22 years. This is a political party that has denied us freedom of speech for 22 years. APRC militants, they know the human rights violations that Jammeh has caused, but these are the people that will stand and tell you Jammeh has done nothing. We are still with Jammeh. What dishonesty?
You're listening to the 77% coming to you from the Gambia. The debate is getting heated here in Banjul. In 2005, several people from West Africa who were traveling through Gambia were assassinated. Their relatives have also been speaking. Let's hear them.
Yeah, it's been 16 years now since my brother left us, the eldest of our family. And unfortunately, he left us with a son, a year older. The message I have for President Adama Barrow is that we, the victims, we need justice and compensation and closure of whatever thing that happens. And Jammeh should be brought to justice.
My father left 4 kids, and we've struggled a lot, especially my mom. So please, it's time that you help us bring Yahya Jammeh to justice.
Those are Jammeh's victims in Ghana, whose loved ones were executed in Gambia in 2005, saying that Jammeh must face justice. So why would Barrow enter into an alliance with Jammeh's party? Here in Banjul, I have Aminata Sonko, Mohamed Solo Sandeng, and Kemo Fati. They are divided on the issue. Coming back to you, Kemo, this alliance between these two parties, don't you think it's going to tarnish President Barrow's image and taint his democracy as well?
What we are expecting now is what the government of the Gambia to implement that. If Barrow today wants to ban APRC, probably that will create more chaos than what is currently happening. And if Barrow could lay his fact on this issue that the transitional justice program is based on the principle of reconciliation programs. So if I form an alliance with an opposition party, I don't think this should create any perpetual fear in the minds of the people. To be honest with you, forming a coalition with a political party does not in any way undermine the country's security or whatever you mean. Barrow is not seeing this anymore as government. He is seeing it as his own, you know, interest to win the next election. But that doesn't tell you that he is not going to implement the plans.
Mohammed, as a victim, if President Barrow failed to implement the recommendations of the commission, where will you people turn to? I mean, the victims.
We might take to the streets on a daily basis. And until we all die, we all get killed. Just like how Jammeh has denied us our voices. Because Barrow has just told us in one voice that he's inheriting Jammeh in all aspects. Not only in inheriting the Gambian state, the Gambian state manhood, but also inheriting his ways. Because we are talking about the respect for human rights and the restoration of rights and dignity of Gambians. And Barrow is telling us another thing. He's telling us the curtailment of Gambians, the rights of Gambians, and the reputation of the state capture that had been going on. We are very aware that we have other means of seeking redress, and we will definitely pursue all those means.
Aminata, we saw North Korea and the United States sat on a negotiating table. So is it not normal for APRC and NPP to do the same thing for the interests of the country?
We are not disputing the fact that it is embedded in our constitution that we all have the right to associate. What we are simply saying is we've started a process and we've spent millions of dollars. And we do this with the taxpayers' money. Is it not fair enough to wait for a process that has been started to be completed because there are no recommendations that have been submitted yet? And then when we say, when Kemo said he saw reconciliations, if NPP and APRC alliance is a form of reconciliations, why do you want to put the cart before the horse?
Kemo, what advice do you have for President Barrow when it comes to these implementations of the Trade Commission?
We are not a silent country anymore. Anywhere we see injustice, we talk about it. We've been seen in different instances where individuals, you know, contested certain issues against, and they won there, and they won in the court. We've seen that not one, not twice, not about times without numbers in this country. So if we have something again coming up in the Gambia and start talking about this at this very early stage, I think that will definitely help the government to move on smoothly with the entire process. So Jammeh also coming back to Gambia again, for me, if at all it is something that is for the greater good of the country, because we know what Jammeh has done. You know, majority of this crime that had been committed in the Gambia was caused by Jammeh. And we saw some of these people that were currently captured and jailed, even during the TLRC process. We've seen currently what is happening with Yankuba Toure. You know, he refused to testify before the court, and then they had to take him to jail. We have seen a series of, so things are just coming up. So, but to say that the government is going to entirely neglect this based on the fact that the coalition of APRC and NPP, I think it's going to be quite too early for us to predict such.
For the interest of our listeners, Yankuba Toure was a member of the APRC military junta. He took the country alongside with Yahya Jammeh in 1994.
Have your say.
Let's now turn to our Facebook page, DW Africa. Jonga Mafatu said, "We were hopeful in 2017, but then Adama Barrow turned out to be a very weak leader, uninspiring, unintelligent, and cantankerous. But our standards are very low when it comes to what we expect from our leaders in the Gambia." And Tony Bokoyo Kodua says, "It is simple. Vote Barrow out if you are against Jammeh getting back into Gambian politics. As it is, a vote for Barrow means welcoming Jammeh back into public office." Karabangura says, "President Barrow has no regard for we the Gambian people. President Barrow has disappointed us. Yaria Koma, it is just a plan for Barrow to get to power for second term. After winning, he will teach Jammeh party a real lesson." Simone Bogina says, "Jammeh must be prosecuted for crimes he committed against humanity." Thanks for sending us those comments. If you want to have your say, go to our Facebook page, DW Africa. But here in Banjul, we are going to try and conclude this debate. So, Mohammed, do you think Jammeh will face justice?
Very well. That is one thing I am very much optimistic about. Because Jammeh's crimes and the sword for justice for Jammeh is quite multidimensional. All right? This whole sub-region is full of Jammeh's victims. From the 52 West African nationals that have been brutally murdered and used as human sacrifice, as you've had in the revelations of the TRRC. All those victims, Ghana, Senegal, Sierra Leone, okay, Nigeria, and the list goes on, are a part of the fight in the sword for justice for the crimes that Jammeh has committed. Not talking about the series of, atrocities he has committed in the Gambia, okay? Because Jammeh's crimes, they vary from economic to, human rights and all that. So really, Jammeh is talking about his issue of justice. I believe there's a multidimensional approach to bringing Jammeh to justice, and that will survive.
Aminata, when you talk to most Gambians, they will tell you that worse things happened in Gambia in 1981 during the aborted coup. Thousands of people lost their properties. Hundreds of people were killed. And some people still could not recover from that incident. So the argument among many, if Gambians can move from that tragedy, why not on this one under Yahya Jammeh?
A coup and a president that is sitting at the State House, these are two distinct facts, all right? We all know they came into power through coup. But we are all saying it was a peaceful coup. They could have continued with that trend. All right? We know what happened in 1981, all right? We were able to move that because you cannot point at somebody who ought to protect you, violate your rights. But somebody that has been there already, we expect you to protect us by all means. We expect you to protect us with all that you can. All right, that was our expectation. So these are two distinct facts that cannot be used as examples.
Finally, Kemo.
I think this entire process of APRC NPP is actually promoting unity even in our country. Because if president could take this as an example and of course embarked on such, that will definitely emulate others too, to know that yes, the TRRC recommendations are important. But the Gambia is the most important thing. In 1981, there are so many hundreds of Gambians lost their life. But Jara was able to cajole Gambians to come together and forget about the past. So if that could happen in other countries like Liberia and Sierra Leone, and South African countries, I see no reason why a population of less than 3 million people would not be able to unite and let it go. What we should do or think about now as Gambians is how to unite ourselves.
Mohammed, several senior security operatives are under detention since 2017 for their involvement in your father's death. Can forgiveness substitute justice?
No, these are two different things. For me, forgiveness is about personally. It's a personal question, okay? And I think I've done that about everyone else, But the justice is a different thing, okay? Because when you talk about forgiveness, that might be personal. But justice is beyond that. Justice is an idea that ensures, greater, it's for the greater good, okay? I might sit here and then you steal probably my personal belonging and I'll let that go. But what happens if you steal state money? I wouldn't let that go. So this is the same thing.
Finally, Aminata.
Is Barrow reconciling with the victims or is APRC reconciling with the victims? Here the victims are who we are talking about. If the victims doesn't receive any form of reconciliation, then it means there is no reconciliation. APRC, NPP, Adama Barrow, or any executive at APRC does not go through these brutalities. So if they form an alliance, there is no way it is going to show us that there's reconciliation because victims are left out of this. Victims are not part of this. If they are not part of this, we don't term it as reconciliation.
I know this debate will go on and on and on and on, but I have to draw the curtain here. My panelists were Aminata Sonko, Mohammed Solo Sandeng, and Kemo Fati. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. This is all we have for you for this week's 77% Show. You can keep the conversation going on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Do you think the alliance between President Barrow's National People's Party, NPP, and former President Yahya Jammeh's Alliance for Patriotic Reorientation and Construction, APRC, will undermine Gambia's truth-seeking process? Let us know. You can also visit our webpage, dw.com/77%, to listen to this show again as well as our previous shows. My panelists are Aminata Sonko, Mohammed Solo Sandeng, and Kemo Fati. On behalf of the production team in Bonn, Germany, and from me, Omar Wali, in Banjul, until next time, many thanks for listening. Was for wide and under and one and good.
like Sabora, Mangita, Baby. Yala, you make most of why they don't didn't want in good. Like Sabora, Mangita, Baby. Gario.